This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. At the EPA this week, there were some new science advisors announced, ostensibly the top independent experts in their respective fields, independent being the key word there. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong explains.
Is fracking a risk to drinking water? How much air pollution is okay? Those are the kinds of questions the EPA Science Advisory Board takes on. And the brand new head of that board is Michael Honeycutt, a Texas state regulator who rolled back rules on 45 chemicals. The head of a separate EPA board on air pollution has done work for fossil fuel and chemical groups. It all worries Michael Halpern at the Union of Concerned Scientists.
It's really up to the Science Advisory Board and any type of administration to set the record straight. Scott Pruitt is taking what should be a sounding board and turning it into an echo chamber.
This administration has already overruled its science advisors once by keeping a controversial pesticide on the market. And putting friendly scientists on the boards has long been a goal of regulated companies, says Johns Hopkins epidemiologist Tom Burke. He has served on past EPA science boards.
Those folks who've been impacted by EPA science have unfortunately always sought ways to push back on the scientific process.
EPA head Scott Pruitt frames conflict of interest differently. At the agency yesterday, he said academic scientists who get government money, they are the suspect ones.
When we have members of those committees that have received tens of millions of dollars in grants, at the same time that they're advising this agency on rulemaking, that is not good and that's not right.
A spokesman says the EPA needs scientists who, quote, understand the regulated community. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.